money on the internet. Hey, and call about our 50% off special for the month of September. 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net and like us on Facebook.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. 8 people were killed, 24 hurt when a gunman opened fire at a university in Russia this morning. The gunman is in custody. No word yet on his identity or possible motive. A massive expulsion of immigrants is underway in Texas, where thousands of Haitians have crossed the southern border. Over the weekend, the U.S. began flying the Haitians back home and tried blocking others from coming in from Mexico. It's a big week of foreign policy for President Biden, who addresses the United Nations General Assembly tomorrow. He'll also meet with Pacific allies later in the week. The meetings come following a much-criticized U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan and a new diplomatic crisis with France, which recalled its ambassador from Washington after the president announced a new security alliance last week with Britain and Australia.
What an imbecile.
This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
On September 20th, Pepperoni Pizza Day recognizes the most popular pizza ever created.
Pepperoni. National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Pizza for breakfast?
Yes.
It's Pepperoni Pizza Day.
So it is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Yeah, all I eat is pepperoni pizza.
Hey, remember, if you don't eat your pizza, I'm going to eat your pizza.
Goose. Janelle line.
And I'm still just out of the blue being goofy old dad. We'll text her. If you don't eat, she'll reply.
Yeah, you got to do it today on National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Yeah, you're right. And remind me, and I'll get that done before the show is over. 10 minutes after six, I bumped into Leanna. I said, how was your weekend? She says, well, other than the rain. However, it'll all be worth going through when you hear what Rich Thomas has coming up.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
I know. You're all disgusted. So am I. Day after day after day of rainfall. Nicholas came ashore on Tuesday in Louisiana. Since Wednesday, the Montgomery Airport has had 4.11 inches. My house in East Montgomery, 3.70 inches. You've had a little bit more, I know. Some towns have had a lot more. Prattville is doing well. You added 0.27 to your total from yesterday.
Right? Yeah, it was just 0.27 was it, which I think what was my total? 3.
I think you were at 367. Maybe. I have to look at my list.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, 327 or something like that. Anyway, I had a big day. 1.3 39 at my house yesterday. So still elevated rain chances today and tomorrow. In fact, for today, tonight, and tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, a few locally heavy downpours, but there will be sun breaks. That'll get us into the mid and upper 80s today, low tonight 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, rather Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are a good bet. First half of the day, as a cool front sweeps through the state, first day of fall, relief noticeable by Wednesday evening and Wednesday night. This is a magic front that's going to change everything. Upper 50s by dawn Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, sunshine, less humid, comfortable days, cool nights, 55 by Friday morning, and right now this morning it's cloudy and 74 at 612.
Don't miss Brubaker's summer service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Do anything fun this weekend?
Not really.
Not really?
Why not?
Not long enough.
You'll be back at work on Monday morning.
I have to be back at work on Monday. I've
come back fresh on Monday.
No, I'm sorry. Monday's not going to work. It'll have to be Tuesday.
Nope, not today.
Today, yes.
So get back to work, everybody.
Back to work. Back to work, everybody.
Keep your nose to the grindstone.
Let's get this show on the road.
Hey, chin up.
It's showtime, baby.
612, just talk 93.1 FM, WACB. You know, it's a long established trend now that it rains more at my house than your house.
Mm-hmm.
I just get more. And I think it's deliberate because every once in a while...
The deer?
A storm will, storm will pass over and I'll see lightning out the window, but instead of hearing thunder, I hear... Coming from the cloud. Just kidding, of course. All right. It is pepperoni pizza day. And that's our topic, right?
That is our topic for the day. I think we're going to have our buddy David Lamb back with us this morning on the discussion.
Anybody watch the Emmys last night?
I saw some of the results.
I watched a little bit. We were without anything to watch, and so we had it on and watched a little bit, and it was like, hey, some stuff's winning. And then it was like, a lot of talking. Let's watch something else. Or, oh, it's one of those stupid skits. Moving on.
So. Once again, we have Hollywood showing up maskless while all the servants wore them. Interesting. The one thing that I saw that was predicted, because Roz has watched the show, Bridgerton didn't get anything. But the Crown did. And
Crown won a lot while I was watching.
That's what I heard.
But Crown, Ted Lasso, and the mayor of Easttown.
I thought the Crown was like over last year.
No. There's a new season coming up.
They've got two new seasons to do.
Now, will the actors from last year's...
Nope.
New, it's all new actors
it's all
again?
New. It's all a new cast because they're doing a time jump again. Right. So.
How was breakfast?
Breakfast was excellent. I'm about to send you a pictorial. It was a large breakfast. I may take some of it home, perhaps. Maybe.
We will have the rest of the cheap and trashy entertainment news coming up later in the hour. Our rocket scientist, though, is coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, your local news.
The News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police have charged a suspect with murder in a woman's shooting death that happened earlier this month. Police say they have charged 31-year-old James Jennings of Montgomery with killing 28-year-old Andrique Sheridan of Montgomery. Jennings is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery police say a man was shot early Sunday morning. They say it happened in the 600 block of Woodrow Street around 2 a.m., the victim was found with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. And Governor Kay Ivey has called the Alabama legislature into a special session to address the state's prison problems. The special session will start Monday, September 27th. Lawmakers will address issues with understaffing, crumbling conditions, violence, and a look at proposals to build three new prisons. The state is already facing a federal lawsuit alleging prisons' conditions are unconstitutional. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hi, Rich here for Healthy Pets. They're located on the Atlanta Highway. It's the River Region's only locally owned healthy pet store. When I go into those big box stores, I really don't know what to trust. Whether you have a cat or a dog, they only stock the best, the most healthy selections for your pet. And by the way, if you don't see what you're looking for, they can special order products for you. You can check out their inventory online, 4HealthyPets.com. Located in the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway, 4 Healthy Pets for your healthy pets. Right, Chase? Good dog.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto.
Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
At 617, we're going to give an honorary mention to William Russ, who had the correct prediction on the Penn State-Auburn game. So, William, you win 250 Dunkin' dollars that you can use for anything you need.
Congratulations. That's spot on, 28-20.
But,
do you want our predictions? Because I still have them here.
No, ball that up and throw that away. After being the most accurate the week before, I think I went from first to worst.
Yeah, you had 42-24 for that Auburn game.
Not a good boy.
56-17 for that Alabama game. Wow,
not a good boy at all.
That was luck. Well, look, through the first quarter, I looked like a freaking genius. 21-0.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what happened there. I don't know what magic discovery Florida made that they made the game so close, but yeah, that was a palm sweater.
A scary escape for Alabama, and not an awful thing that happened up. That was in State College, Pennsylvania, for heaven's sakes, in a whiteout situation. 28-20, when you're playing the number 10 team in the country, is not awful.
Oh, I know. I'm watching it, and the game is getting closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
All at the same time. But our rocket scientist today is a Boston teacher. Like everywhere else, there's a lot of people sitting on their butts that don't want to work, even though there's jobs. One of those jobs that people do not want to take is school bus driver. In a way, you can understand that. It depends on the discipline practices of the school. But this teacher had a field trip planned, needed a bus. Well, they couldn't get a regular bus. The bus they did charter, that deal fell apart. So Jim Mayers reached out and hired a party bus and took his students on the field trip on a bus complete with stripper poles. He's an English teacher. He said a student even asked him if they were real stripper poles because they had never seen one before. His comments started trending on Twitter, so he used his 15 minutes of fame to encourage people to call their local officials and demand massive structural investments for the education system. Yeah. Because the money's being so wisely spent all across America on education.
How does that look on the as far as the line item?
It's fine, yeah. You know, everybody should be paid a fair salary that works hard. But he says, whatever you think is enough, double it. Well, good. I'm sure the taxpayers of Massachusetts will rally behind you on that one. Anyway, that's our, sometimes we salute real genius. Sometimes we salute real idiocy. Hey, what a rocket scientist. And sometimes a guy like him. 620. Applied Security is the company to protect you and your home. Oh, I got my spot crime report yesterday. Pardon me while I scroll for that. I would like to take a look and see what's been happening in the neighborhood. You can go to spotcrime.com and sign up for these alerts and find out, set a radius within your home. Find out what's really happening. And let's see, just since last week.
Oh, just theft, shooting, vandalism, theft.
Yeah.
Shooting.
And a lot of this is in neighborhood streets.
Yeah.
Vandalism. There's a lot going out, and the news is never going to cover these unless it's, something really significant. But they do go on, and sometimes you think, we're crime-free until they hit your house. Protect your home with Applied Security or your business or a property with state-of-the-art monitoring systems that are easy to work with and save on monthly monitoring. That's been a thing for a lot of folks who are trying to tighten the belt, but you can get your monthly monitoring from Applied Security for under $30 a month. So protect it with the best. Mark and Vicky are local. They have over four decades of experience. So you have expertise, great technologies, and savings on monthly monitoring with Applied Security. 279-8338, 279-8338. Or, let's see. Okay. Let me just give you their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276, okay? That's Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. Quick check on traffic for the first time of the week. And TV coming up on Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We still have a little bit of congestion on Highway 331 and at Norman Bridge on East South Boulevard, but that's about it. A little incoming traffic on 231. I-65 and 85 looking good, but people are waking up, getting out on the roadways, and we're seeing traffic building already this morning. From a simple patient transport to life-or-death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Monday!
Waking up early.
Monday!
My eyes are blurry.
Monday!
Start of the rat race.
Monday!
The boss in my face. Monday!
So we watched Lincoln yesterday.
Wow, you've seen that, right?
Yeah, we've
9 years ago.
Okay.
And we watched it. I had a smaller screen then. I wasn't living in Rich Thomas territory then. And there was so much more to notice on a bigger screen.
Boy, you were picking up actors.
James Spader was in that movie. There's this character I'm looking at. I said, that guy looks really familiar.
That small a screen, huh? You couldn't recognize
what
James Spader.
What an all-star cast.
But the
same guy from Fast Times at Ridgemont High and the way he looks now.
Mm-hmm.
What a change. What a change. Who else is in the... who are some of the other notable actors besides Daniel Day-Lewis?
We're getting our TV signal.
Sally Fields, the older guy that has died.
The older guy that just died.
A
lot of characters that I had seen, like on Law and Order and other shows.
Yeah.
The guy that played Seward, seen him in a million things. He was good. What it was, though, what really impressed me was the way they portrayed politics at the time. Because you know what? It wasn't a whole lot different then than it is now.
Mm, that's true.
Everybody making deals. Everybody worried about how it's going to impact their re-election.
Because that Thaddeus Stevens guy was also a Republican, but a very different Republican than the president.
And then the surprise ending with Tommy Lee Jones. And I'd forgotten he was in it.
Right. He played Thaddeus Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. Very nice.
We love educational stuff. Or and, history that's recreated and well-portrayed. So last night I watched Midway to fall asleep.
Again?
Yep.
Yep.
I never get tired of it.
There's another war movie that's coming out on Netflix.
What? Say what?
It's about the Dutch.
Played a big role in the war.
I think it's called The Forgotten War, maybe? I can't remember, but it's a war movie. Saw the trailer for that yesterday.
Well.
No, it's a margarita pizza.
Oh, we're listening to them in the,
All right, we're on standby.
We're on standby mode here. David Lamb is back, by the way, this time. Talking about pepperoni pizza this morning, folks, on Pepperoni Pizza Day.
6:25 on this Monday morning. If you need an excuse to get pizza for lunch or dinner this Monday, then it's the perfect day for it. It is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. A lot to cover whenever we get to pizza. It's a serious subject. Let's head over to check in with our friends at News Talk 93.1 and say good morning to everyone.
Hey, Greg and Jay, who's the new guy over there on the...
I don't know. I saw him at
like
the,
I need to introduce myself.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this voice.
Whoa.
I saw him at the Blue Water Cafe.
Yeah.
Somewhere out west.
Yeah, did you see that? I was in Colorado for a little while.
Colorado
Blue Water Cafe. So Greg, just an idea there on, you know, with all of your cooking, just the Blue Water Cafe.
I get that. Look, I have every day we post his breakfast, and every day somebody says, open a restaurant.
Yeah, he's got a great fallback. That's right. Plus, he's a great fallback as a writer. Hey, does the Blue Water Cafe have pepperoni pizza?
It could. There's a new way to do it.
It does not.
Oh, no?
But there is a way to do it, and I'm going to do it one of these days.
Okay.
Actually, you make pepperoni pizza rolls, and here's how it works. You take sliced mozzarella cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You put four of them in a frying pan with a little oil.
Okay.
Melt that. Take a taco shell, a plain taco shell. That should cover the pizza. Then you slice the pizza, put it down the middle, flip it over, roll it up, and you've got the best.
Ooh, it sounds good.
Is that what the one?
Yeah. Hey,
I'll try that.
I met Leanne at the printer a little while ago, and she knew it was National Pizza Day and Pepperoni Pizza Day. She talked about this new, this is not a commercial, but it's the new Pizza Hut Detroit style pizza with the pizza that goes right to the edge. You know what I mean? They're in squares.
Oh,
and she says it's incredible. So I don't know. I may break down. Not many times in a year do I have pizza, but
they're always trying to reinvent the wheel. I remember a couple of years, I think it was Pizza Hut, did the hot dog filled crust on the outside.
They did it in the UK. I don't know if they did it here, but
no, they
did
do it here. We tried it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
And the cheese filled crust, too. Yeah.
I'm personally, over the weekend, I will admit it was frozen, but I did a flatbread, a thin crust pepperoni for a family snack. And that's the way I like it, said Casey in the Sunshine Band.
Ben would understand this. Sometimes I do it on severe weather days.
Crust. Yeah. Thin, I prefer thin crust. Ben Lang, who's in this week for the vacationing Ryan Stinnett.
He's the healthy guy.
He's on vacation
very
again?
Thin. He's very thin.
Yeah. I could use a pizza as well.
You don't
David's
even look
saying.
Like you eat pizza, but do you enjoy pizza? Ben?
I love pizza. I mean, when you're talking about, I guess, a quote-unquote cheat meal, if you really want to cheat on your diet or whatever.
Right, cheat.
I think pizza is just the ultimate choice, right? I mean, the carbs, the cheese, the meat, it's fantastic.
But, Ben, don't you agree on severe weather days?
Pizza day.
Look, if
they used to stock it for us anyway on severe weather days at the station.
Right.
Hasn't happened in a while.
Okay.
One of the things, it's cut to me, it's more of a legend than it is a reality, the Chicago deep dish pizza. One of the legendary restaurants up there is called Uno's, and they now make a deep dish frozen pizza you could get at the store.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the most overrated pizza on the planet because basically it's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
With some cheese and pepperoni in it. I don't see the magic. If you want the same effect,
even though you're a Chicago guy, do you prefer New York style pizza? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In a word.
Do we take an oath to tell the truth here? Because, if you want a deep dish, take a baseball catcher's mitt. Fill it with cheese and pepperoni and bake that.
Hey, Jay, on your healthy diet, are there any pizzas that are okay?
There are, like, vegetarian pizzas or veggie pizza type stuff that you could do. But, everything in moderation, right?
Right.
So, sure, have a slice.
Every once in a while.
Just don't have,
one slice.
There's a local place, Jay, that has, like, cauliflower crust.
There is.
I mean, you may be able to buy it in a...
Well, I'm going to run out and get that right after the show.
That's delicious.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're on a diet, you'll take what you can get, man.
Yeah, I guess you do.
That's the truth.
But, by the way, and it is the most
Greg,
popular.
With what you make, I'm not sure it's very diet-friendly, your options. I don't think they're very diet-friendly.
But I cook for people that exercise diligently, who can burn those calories.
Uh-huh. Producer wants us to burn no more time.
Oh. It's good to see you, David.
Hey, good to see you guys. Good to see you all as
well.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks so much. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday beginning at 6 a.m. Now, time now is 6.
I got to get rid of this old Harold Delaney look. This chair.
Look at...
Mark Cumbie sent a nice screenshot from last, I think it was last Friday.
I could tell the weight you lost on that last show.
Yeah, I could see it too, but... it's the old Harold Delaney. He caught me when I went,
I hate freeze frames. Freeze frames are awful.
They can be.
That's why I love the freeze frames from Police Squad.
Yeah,
they would just stop. They would freeze while everything else just goes on.
Yeah, blew it around them. I know, that's funny. Guy goes running by, burning. He's on fire, and they just pause. That was a spoof on the style of the time.
Yeah,
where the last shot of the show would be frozen. How clever. When's your next thing in infusion? Do an IV or?
I've got an IV tomorrow.
Which one are you doing?
I'm going to do the Myers cocktail, add zinc, and add glutathione as far as the shot.
I'm bringing this up because for those of you who are just not going to get the vaccine, there's nothing wrong with doing something that boosts your immune system. And infusion can help you do that. I cannot give you the scientific specifics, but I do know they have an immune system boost IV. This is a combination of vitamins that goes into your system, all of it. Nothing gets left out. And it'll help your immune system a little bit if you're not doing the vaccine. And it works. These work. Get a little shot of glutathione at the end of your IV as
yep.
well. They also have IVs that will help you lose weight. That'll boost your immune system. There's the Juve Light therapy. You have tried that yet?
I have not tried that yet. How long does that last?
15 minutes.
That's not long.
You know what it's like being gently toasted? It feels really good. It's like taking a warm bath without the water.
That's a good metaphor.
Would you write that down so I remember what you said? Again,
like taking warm bath.
Reduces joint pain and inflammation. Increases collagen production. The older you get, the more of that you need. Enhances weight loss, improves mood and sleep, better physical performance. All of this works. Hey, there's my buddy. There's Dr. Terry Gross, my chiropractor.
And she'll like it too, right?
Not pictured in
that. No, not that. I'm talking about the...
And she'll like it too, yeah. Believe me. There's Dr. Terry Gross, my chiropractor, but they should have a picture of him holding the genie, which is a magic device that... He works. If you want to break up the aches and pains and joy, that thing works amazingly well. It's all under one roof, right across from Baptist East on Blount Road, 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit infusioncryolaser.com. At 6:33, the timeline for the 20th of September is now.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. The 73rd annual Primetime Emmy Awards were last night. The big winner? Anyone who switched channels to watch the Chiefs-Ravens game. Ted Lasso won multiple Emmy Awards. Probably because it's a TV show that does the impossible. Makes soccer interesting. In a touching Emmys moment, the In Memoriam segment included the New York Jets. Rolling Stone updated its list of 500 greatest songs. Unfortunately, no one updated their opinion of Rolling Stone, so nobody cares. And former American Idol winner Philip Phillips turns 31 today. Or as most people know him, who? This is not headline news.
6:37 with the timeline for the 20th day of September. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
263rd day of the year. 102 days remain on National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Let me stick this in this particular hole right here. No, now I don't hear anything.
This is live radio.
Okay, there you go. It's also national. If you're not into National Pepperoni Pizza Day, are you into National Fried Rice Day? Or how about National String Cheese Day? Or how about National Punch Day? Excuse me, how about a nice Hawaiian punch? Sure.
I prefer string day.
String cheese?
Yes, I did that.
Yeah. Now, do you like fried rice?
Yeah, it's all right.
It depends. Sometimes with Asian food, it's good. 1519, Magellan sets out. Portuguese navigator sets sail from Spain without GPS in an effort to find a western route to the rich spice islands of Indonesia in command of five ships and 270 men.
The Spice Islands. And now I go to Food Outlet.
Right? The Spice Isles.
Yeah, and try sour seven pepper. That's the best pepper.
The Spice Isles.
1863, the Confederates score a victory at the Battle of Chickamauga. That's near Lookout Mountain in Tennessee, and at two separate battles. 1861, some presidential weirdness. Now get this, Chester Arthur becomes the third president to serve in 1 year. Here's how it happened. The year 1881 began, Republican Rutherford B. Hayes in office. So Hayes serves out his first term and officially turns over the reins to government to James Garfield, who was shot, lingered for about 80 days, then died. So the next day, Vice President Chester Arthur was sworn in as president. Three presidents in 1 year. 1969, number one song on the charts.
Sugar Sugar.
Sugar Sugar by the Archies with lead singer
Ron Dante.
That's right. It's coming up one day this week, I think. Jay?
I think so.
On the stage in 1973. Boy, I remember it so well. I was in high school and I was doing the morning announcements, and I announced that Jim Croce and his lead guitarist and four others died when their plane crashed into a tree while taking off for a concert in Sherman, Texas. Happened in Nacogdoches, Texas. He was 30, I was 16, and I often wonder how much music we have missed.
We had hired this real pukey morning guy from Miami. I was working in Chicago then. Comes on the air. The bulletin had just come over the wire. Mm-hmm. Well, this is sad. Jim Croce.
Croce is dying.
Idiot. Doug Dahlgren. Hey, everybody.
This is the day in 84. The Cosby Show debuted on NBC.
What do you know about that?
And more debuts. This is the day in 84. Who's the Boss debuted on ABC.
Hey, I want some credit. I successfully did not watch that show during its entire run.
Is that right?
Who's the boss?
You proved,
Tony Danza.
You proved you're the boss, right?
Yeah.
1985, Walt Disney World welcomes its 200 millionth guest. 1995, the House votes to drop the national speed limit and let states decide how fast people should drive. I can't drive 55. I never could drive 55.
Neither could Sammy Hager.
Yeah.
But you know what? That whole thing was so real. And we were stuck with it for so long. And trying to drive anywhere took forever.
23 years ago, 1998, after a record 2,632 consecutive games, Cal Ripken of the Baltimore Orioles set out for a game against the Yankees on his first day off in 16 years.
I don't think any player ever got more publicity for doing nothing than Ripken did that day.
Yeah, that's right.
That was big
news. That's a good way to put it. 16 years ago today, in 2005, the great Simon Wiesenthal died at the age of 96. It's estimated that he helped bring at least 1,000 Nazi war criminals to justice before he died. He's trying to go to page 2 here and having trouble.
I remember watching a bunch of, he was on 60 Minutes quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazingly tenacious man. He wanted all of them, and he got a good number of them.
And a lot of them, some of those cases, like the one in Argentina, that was really tough to...
they did find Mengele there, but he was already dead. But they still found him.
And then the guy in Cleveland, who was living just a normal middle-class
life. I can't remember that guy's name. Yeah, right. Just wanted to blend in. They still tracked him down.
2008, the great Norman Whitfield died in L.A. from diabetes. Motown songwriter, producer, responsible for Our Heritage Through the Grapevine, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and dozens more that you know. 2009, Mary Travers, folk singer from Peter, Paul, and Mary, passed away at 72. 2011, U.S. ends Don't Ask, Don't Tell, allowing gay men and women to serve openly in the military. Now, we have birthdays. Gunner and Matthew Nelson are 54. Ricky Nelson's twin sons. Ricky died in a plane crash on New Year's Eve 1985, headed for a concert right here in Alabama.
We had just had lunch with him like 3 months before
Ricky?
That happened. Ricky Nelson.
Was he a nice guy? Or
very nice. He was doing a show in Hollywood, Florida at one of the big hotels on the beach, and we were the radio sponsor for the show, and it was just weird. We were in a, not Applebee's, but a place like that,
mm-hmm.
nothing real fancy.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, the jocks and him were just sitting around casually chatting. And I'm thinking, how do I not ask an awkward Ozzie and Harriet question here? he was a really, at least that night, very down-to-earth, normal guy.
I love the lyrics to Garden Party.
Yes.
So he goes to Madison Square Garden and all kinds of celebrities are in the crowd. But the... And he sang all the old songs,
right.
You know, Peggy Lou and all, I mean, Peggy Sue and all the, whatever. But people didn't like the way he looked. He didn't look like little Ricky anymore because he had a beard.
Oh, my God.
So he said, the heck with that, I'd rather drive a truck. 73 years old today, George R.R. Martin, brilliant Game of Thrones author. Chuck Pananzo is 73 today. His twin brother, John, would have been 73 today.
You know, I was very close to both those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the air doing the morning show on a news station in West Palm Beach in 95.
The bulletin came over?
When the bulletin on John came over. It's mm-hmm. like, oh my God. I knew he liked to party. I did not know he was that out of control.
So he died in 96, born in 48. He died at the age of, you're so much better than this.
46.
Yeah, that's right, 46. How old is Sophia Loren today?
90.
87. So I don't get to go. The autumnal equinox is Wednesday. Fall begins at 2:20 p.m. We got a very special birthday 1 week from today in this studio. God willing. 41 days till Halloween. Blah. Thanksgiving in 66 days. Gobble. And Christmas in 96 days. Ho, ho, ho. with sound effects and all, that is your timeline this morning.
Yeah, well, we're going to do the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting list.
You want to?
Is school closed today?
You want to?
Of course.
Of course you do.
I want to learn something.
Of course you want to learn something.
That will enrich my career.
Yeah, of course you want to. Yeah, obviously you do.
Obviously you do. What's the thing for stretch
what's,
for time?
What's our lesson today?
Oh, you know, we do a lot of great shows, songs, on our morning we just do.
How about if I just play it and you show everybody what it's like to be spontaneous?
Well, wait a second, because now our song of the day from the formerly number one revenue generator in Sweden's gross national product. Late summertime 1976, here from the four-member group ABBA, it is the number one song in the U.S., 15 other countries around the world. They have a new album coming out in November 5th, 45 years later. This is Dancing Queen, ABBA on your timeline. For last. That is your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Cheap and Trashy coming up. Not this again. Not Oscar So White. Oh, brother. Get over it. It is 6:48. I want you to go to a place that's closed today. But you know, Terry's been unable to join us in the afternoon for a while. And I completely forgot that. Well, usually around the middle or late August is when he starts pushing his Christmas layaway program. Mm-hmm. This is a great way to pick something out from their incredible inventory that'll be a family gift. They'll store it for you. You can get it paid down or get a loan or make those arrangements. And then when Christmas rolls around, they'll put a big red bow on it and help you surprise the family. Maybe something off-road from Polaris, products made right here in Alabama. How about his and her Kymco scooters? Get over 100 mpg. Yeah, Alabama's a perfect state because if you go far enough, you got some really nice hilly territory for bikes. You got plenty of off-road space here, not to mention our beautiful lakes. For the Kawasaki jet ski, the inventor of the jet ski is still the best, and all of these products serviced at Adams Motorsports. You want to save money, do a pre-owned, and everything they resell at Adams Motorsports are products that they have serviced exclusively. So you know you're getting something that they've taken good care of for their customer. Stop by and see him Tuesday through Saturday. Terry gives everybody a full weekend to enjoy what they sell because they all live that life at Adams Motorsports. You can get started, though, with your credit app and more at adamsmotorsports.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Closest rain right now, Alexander City, Lake Martin area. It's raining in the Lee County area as well. The showers will be increasing as the day goes on today. I don't know about you. I got a lot of showers at my house. It was on and off all day long. So the elevated rain chances continues. This is day six and through tomorrow. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms at times, locally heavy downpours. I think we'll see a few sun breaks, enough to get us to mid to upper 80s for a high today and tomorrow, low tonight 73. On Wednesday, this is the big day. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet early, first half of the day. Cool front sweeps through about lunchtime. Then relief, noticeably nicer by Wednesday evening, Wednesday night. Upper 50s by dawn Thursday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, sunshine, less humid, comfortable days, cool nights, 55 by Friday morning. This is the change we've been looking for. And right now it's cloudy and 74 at 651.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment. And count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Have you been following this Gabby Petito disappearance?
It's getting more bizarre all the time. First of all, they found apparently found her remains, they think. He went home and now has disappeared.
He was the only person of interest. Now they don't know where he is.
The cops stopped the car, and they were having apparently a heated argument when they stopped the car in Colorado. So, I mean, who would you think is number one suspect?
Sure looks like he is.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. It's become such a circus. And there are so many incidents similar to this, tragedies every day. Why this one has become the news sensation is, it's beyond me. Why this one more than others. But I did notice that there's a lot of criticism going on of the law enforcement agencies that lost this guy. He was the only person of interest in this case.
Right.
And they let him slip away.
Yeah.
It's 6:52. If anything changes on that, we'll let you know. Right now, let's check traffic. Your SRN News replay then. Today's Cheap and Trap.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Highway 331 this morning. If you're headed to Montgomery, it's going to be in the vicinity of Gardnersville Road and Dongwon Auto Parts. We're seeing some backup in traffic there. Use caution. We understand that's a pretty bad accident there. We've also got a little bit of congestion in Montgomery on Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry over to Wetumpka Highway. And on East South Boulevard, some incoming traffic on Troy Highway. Overall, we're still pretty quiet in Montgomery this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has a great selection of Toyota Corollas, Toyota Camrys, and more. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Pfizer has announced that its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11. Elementary school-aged kids were tested with a much lower dose than adults, but after their second shot, children developed strong antibodies. Pfizer says it will seek U.S. authorization of its vaccine for youngsters soon. The Senate's nonpartisan parliamentarian has dealt congressional Democrats a blow. She says they can't use their $3.5 trillion economic package to give millions of immigrants a chance to become citizens. Meanwhile, the United States has begun a large-scale expulsion of thousands of Haitian immigrants who have illegally crossed the southern border into Texas. Steep losses may be in store for investors today. Checking Wall Street Dow futures, they're down 544 points. This is SRN News.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. 1-800-936-5496.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh! Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air rallies for you. No matter the problem, Dixie will tackle it. After all, we're your biggest fan. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:58, before we get to the cheap and trashy, listener Mike sent a photo. What happened at the skating rink Saturday night? Never heard anything.
There's a bunch of police.
Small army of police.
Is that right?
Take a look at that.
Where is that at?
Skating rink. I don't know where that was. I've never been there. Last skating place I went to here was the Fun Zone before it got crumpled up. It is 6 feet. Anybody has insight in that, we'd love to hear from you. 272-9228. And by the way, you'll be the first person this week to qualify for our Lunch Bunch for Six. And any other great grand prizes we get on Friday. Yeah. Crawdad was our first winner. It pays to play. Chris Rock has COVID. We talked about the Emmys a little bit earlier.
Right.
The Crown was the big winner. And so was Ted Lasso.
I've got to check that out.
Yeah, that...